You're calling them the too far in your land. Then you more prosperous I is, you get two mules, you get a pair of mules and two for your land.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come on back next time, four for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're very prosperous then.
Mm-hmm.
Then next you come on break out the middle with a middle buster.
Mm-hmm.
Then next you get ready, harder at all. You made harder than them days.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting a level of smooth, you know, on the row,
mm-hmm.
while you can plant.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Walks the furrows?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she say that?
She said one that walks in the furrow. When you're plowing two horses.
What's the one called?
Walking in the furrow, like the furrow and that horse walking in there.
Well, one of your horses, excuse me. That horse is walking side the fur.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fur, where I started, is a very hard question to answer. What you call the horse to walk in the fur?
Well, did you ever hear an expression like lead horse or nigh horse or?
Lead, and that's a different question. Leading, you lead your horse.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I want to walk with you.
Uh-huh.
And be walking and talking, easing me riding my horse, and you walking.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll get off my horse and lead him,
uh-huh.
and walk with you.
Uh-huh.
Now, just like me and my wife are going to the field. I'll go anywhere not far, and I'll walk him. She's walking. And I was riding. I'd get down and lead my animal and mm-hmm. walk with her.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing you put in a pistol?
Pitcher.
In a pistol.
Pistol. Bowl. Your pistol bowl. I'm putting some bowls in my pistol.
Uh-huh. Well, what about in a rifle?
I'm putting some bowls in my rifle. I'm going to clean my rifle today. Clean it out good. Oil it up. Then I put some balls in my rifle.
Well, any other name for that? Like a
cottage.
Hmm?
Another name to your
cottage.
To
mm-hmm.
cottage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that children would play on. You'd take a board and it'd go up and down.
Seesaw.
Hmm.
Seesaw, they call it.
Seesaw.
She said, what the children call
That's what
it
children play with.
Uh-huh.
Call that a seesaw. They'd make that now.
Uh-huh.
And that, of the day they have seesaws now.
Uh-huh.
And you ain't got that question yet, though, but I'll say that. You have seesaws and swingers today.
Seesaws and what?
Swingers. Swingers. That's putting your rope up in a tree
mm-hmm.
and swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your chain up in that tree out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you tie your old tie on the end of that chain. Then you get in it and swing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very popular today
mm-hmm.
with children and young men and young ladies.
Say if you saw some children playing on a seesaw, you'd say they were doing what?
Playing on a seesaw?
Uh-huh.
My wife would say her age, y'all mind that and I don't get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Out there on the seesaw.
Uh-huh. Or they're going up and down.
Up and down.
You
uh-huh.
say they're...
You go up there, and then when you go down, I'm going up.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell the children to be particular, don't fall off that seesaw.
Mm-hmm. What about something that would spin around and around?
That's called a spinning wheel.
Well, your children would sit on it.
Uh-huh.
And it'd...
Go around and around.
Mm-hmm.
That's called I'll say it in my speech. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of Flying Jenny or Riding Horse?
Flying Jenny, I think that's what you were speaking about.
That's in the same question you was at, Flying Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
That's some kind of a counted play they give it, you know. And all that's